You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 29, more than halfway over. It's hard to believe the year is more than halfway done. The time, where does it go? I'm grateful to a friend who lives 6 minutes from my house that has a pool that I can go to for swimming this summer. So she moved into the condos, kind of catty corner from our house here. And Saturdays and Sundays, most weekends, it's nice, you know, to go and hang out by a pool and cool off from the heat, even though I enjoy the heat, the hot weather, and it's nice. So with that, let's start the news. Flight MH17, Malaysia Airlines, shot down over Ukraine. This was last Thursday, so it's been almost a week. Malaysian flight, airline flight 17 shot down over the sky over eastern Ukraine. 298 lives lost. So rebels and separatists are being blamed for using a Buk land-to-air missile to take out the commercial jetliner. Collecting bodies and evidence will take months. Yeah, it's just watching the news on all this. I mean, it just saddens me, you know. Initially here, for the first few days, investigators were being given restricted or no access to the area. The rebels captured the black boxes, but have said that they will hand them over, which is good. I'm glad. You know, no need to hold those things hostage, so we can try and get, you know, see exactly what happened. You know, I mean, we know what happened, but still, you know, more details into the investigation. So as I just said, you know, so much sadness, yet so much violence that takes place in this world. You know, there's that, you know, that phrase, you know, every, you know, Miss America pageants, you know, I want more world peace, you know, and we kind of shrug that off as a, you know, passing phrase, but in all honesty, we all want world peace. I do. But until we can learn to resolve differences and stop thinking we are superior to others, tragedies like this will continue to happen. And so, in the end, the answer is not more violence. So I, you know, more, you know, the more I look at some of these different tragedies and things like that happen. I mean, this has happened before too. You know, where, and it's all over fighting, and it's all over, you know, land control, or my country is more important, and why are you in my airspace, or, you know, why are you doing this? You know, I mean, I just don't understand, you know, innocent lives. These people, none of these 298 people had anything to do with the unrest that's going on in Ukraine. You know, the whole issue over Russia and who owns which part of Crimea. And I mean, there's just a, you know, it's a ridiculous amount of land grab that should not be debatable over a war and killing innocent lives over, you know, killing any lives for that matter, but especially so innocent lives. I'm just, someday, maybe, that's my hope. NASA celebrated 45th anniversary of Apollo moon landing. This was on Sunday. The common phrase, the eagle has landed. And the other phrase that we heard to those of us that were old enough to remember being glued to the TV or radio, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. So Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first two to set foot on the moon. Neil Armstrong is no longer with us. He passed away a few years ago. The moon landing was a point in history that ignited our ambitions about space exploration. I mean, kids, I mean, you think about it. I mean, you know, sometimes you ask kids, what do you want to be? I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. I want to be a doctor. After the moon landing, astronauts were popular for kids to, you know, to say what they wanted to be when they grew up. You know, on a slightly odd note, there are a group of people that think the moon landing was a hoax and staged on a movie set. Yeah, there's your conspiracy theory for you. And I know a lot of you listening already know that there's people out there like this, but, you know, really? You can't imagine that, you know, we went through great lengths to send a rocket in the moon and orbit and everything, and then stage the whole thing because we're trying to hide something or we're trying to make something up. Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah, I don't know. Can't imagine that being anything remotely true. So since this time, we've ventured into space, but haven't eclipsed that first moment when astronauts walked on the moon. I mean, that's, you know, how monumental was that? I mean, so, you know, we're, you know, we've got a rover on Mars. We've got, you know, we've sent other stuff out into space and explored other planets. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the future. But, for you know, for now, space exploration does continue. But that grand moment, you know, when the astronauts actually landed on the moon and walked on the moon, you know, that's part of history. Disneyland turns 59. Looks forward to 60 in 2015. So Disneyland opened its doors as a theme park on July 17th, 1955. So their 50th anniversary was a lot of celebrations to commemorate the theme park's opening and its enduring history and being the happiest place on Earth. Yes, that is true. I look forward to seeing what events take place there, you know, leading up to and surrounding the 60th anniversary. So I also can't imagine how busy the park will be on July 17, 2015. So they have announced a contest where you can enter a photo, you know, like a memory, you know, some memory that you have of you or your family attending, you know, visiting Disneyland via Twitter or Instagram. So the details of the contest are available via the link on the show notes for this podcast. A little bit of history for me. I grew up a few miles from Disneyland there in Orange County and in a town called Garden Grove, which is just south of Anaheim. And I went there many times as a kid, teen, and adult. You know, like, I mean, I still have older tickets and everything that I never used, you know, like, you know, you heard the e-ticket rides and things like that. Well, I have some of those original tickets that I never used. I have a pass. When you open, you know, originally Disneyland was you bought a pass to get into the park and then you bought ride tickets. And, you know, I still have some of that memorabilia. I'm sure I have some photos of me from years ago. I don't know exactly what I have. You know, I still have to a lot of stuff that I got from my mom. But you know, I loved it. You know, as a teen, you know, any high schools around there, they have a thing called grad night at Disneyland where you go into the park at 10 o'clock at night and you're there all night. You know, so. I mean, you know, and of course, as an adult, you know, I moved to Utah 20-something years ago, and you know, even my daughter, I, you know, took her, you know, her first time at Disneyland when she was nine months old, and you know, I have taken there many times over the years. So I still find time to visit often. I think it's still a great place to visit, regardless of you know how crowded or how long the lines are. You know, it's just it's a great place. So next year, 60 years old for Disneyland. This week's rant, diaper dumping. So anyway, some of you that know me know that one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in public is when you see a dirty diaper that got dumped in a parking lot. People are too fucking lazy to walk 10 feet or drive a couple minutes to a trash can to deposit the poopy diaper that they just changed their little kid in their car. So, you know, and I have no shame in saying this at all, and that is people that do this are the lowest form of humanity. I don't know what goes through their minds in thinking that it's okay to dump not just trash, you know, like, you know, empty hamburger or drink containers or bottle soda bottles, but a full diaper, a full shitty diaper on the ground for others to see. So how would they like it if we dumped a dirty diaper in their lawn or their driveway? You know, oh, gosh. You know, why would you do that? But yet, the public, which is not your thing, you know, it's just a selfish thing. I can't stand it. You know, I've seen many over the years. You know, I do want to clean it up, but, you know, I don't always have the normal, you know, sanitary items, you know, like wet wipes or a plastic bag or anything to, you know, to pick up the diaper, you know. So, plus, I would much rather have these lowlifes stop their selfish and horrible practice and stop dumping your dirty diapers on the ground, you know? Pick it up. Take it to a trash can. Jeez. Ugh. This week's shameless plug, I love Super Soakers. So since they came out into onto the toy scene in the early 90s, I've loved these air-pressured power water guns. I mean, as a kid, what kid, especially what little boy, doesn't love a water gun, you know? I mean, how awesome, you know, especially in the heat of the summer, you know? I can't tell you how many I've owned over the years. It's been quite a few. So there's been many models that I've purchased. Lately, I would say in the last probably, 6 to 8 years, I find them on clearance at the end of the summer season. You know, you go to, you know, a Kmart or a Target or whatever, and, you know, they're clearing out all their summer stuff. You can get these things for half off a lot of times, and which I've done. So several, you know, over the years, you know, use and, you know, pumping the air and everything like that. So there's been several that have gotten broken or got left outside during the winter months and quit working. So all the more reason to check your local stores at the end of the season for clearance. So gives me a good excuse. So anyway, I seek out the toy aisle to see what new models are out there. Drives my wife crazy that a 50-year-old can still plays with water guns. So I like to get the models that shoot water the farthest. Most of the ones that I've used go at least 25 feet. I have one that goes 35 feet. So, you know, it's obviously I don't mind playing with them, you know, with myself, but, you know, other people too. So, you know, it's instant summer fun. Come on, land on Black 29. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.